Good evening, everybody. I know what you're thinking. You don't recognize me. I know. I've got shoes and socks. But it's a special occasion, Christmas Eve tonight. Well, welcome to our Christmas Eve service. It's so good to have you here. We're going to have a really good night. We're going to have some songs, some traditional Christmas songs that you're going to know. We're going to read through some of the traditional Christmas passages that I'm sure you've heard before, all part of this celebration tonight as we are here celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. If you were here yesterday, was that yesterday? Yesterday. You recall that we talked a lot about some of the scriptures that point to the birth of Jesus way before he was born, and even about some of the scriptures that point to the fact that he existed from the very beginning. There's one I left out that is such a good one, I was just saving it for today. The scripture is John 1:1, and it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made." And so it points to Jesus being there from the beginning. But verse 14 really ties it into tonight. It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And that's what we're celebrating tonight, the Word becoming flesh. And so we're going to celebrate that tonight, and we're going to sing, and we're going to read scripture, and we're going to be a family tonight. So before we get started, would you just join me in prayer tonight? Father in heaven, we thank you so very much, Lord, for what you've done for us, for coming in the form of a baby, to offer yourself up for us so that we might have a way of reconciliation to the Father. We thank you for that incredible gift. Lord, we pray tonight as we're here to sing worship to you, Lord, this will be a sweet, sweet sound. And Lord, I pray and I believe, Lord, that it will put a smile on your face tonight. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a son. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Israel, that mourned in Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this one. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the village inn.
Descend on us, we pray. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Shepherds. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as was told to them.
Soon deliver you, Mary, did Did you know that your baby boy would decide to a blind man marry? Did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels dream? When you kiss your little baby, then you kiss the face of
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Fields and mountains more.
You know, I'm here tonight celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ because I believe that he was sent from heaven to be our Lord and Savior. I believe that. Do you believe that? I believe it because somebody told me it once. And I believed them when they said that. And then I told somebody. And that person believed it. And that person told somebody. And that person believed it. And on and on and on. It spread and spread and spread. And that's how you got here. And that's why you believe. Because somebody told you and you believed it. And hopefully you've told somebody or you will tell somebody. And they'll believe it. And so when we talk about doing a candle lighting ceremony on Christmas Eve, it reminds me of that. It reminds me of one candle that gets lit. And you see, I pass that light now onto another person's candle, and their candle gets lit. And they pass their candles on to other people, and their candles get lit, and so on and so forth. And so we've passed out candles and glow sticks tonight to many of you, hopefully all of you, so that we can do this tonight. So if, as we start here in the front, if you could just symbolically light your candle, and if you have one like this or the other ones, you just twist it. And then if you could turn around and touch the candle of the people in back of you, and you could twist yours and turn those on and so forth, it's just go ahead. And this is the super safe way of not burning down the ballet studio. If you have a glow stick, crack it and shake it. And if you have a candle, you could twist it, turn it. You know what? And sometimes when you share your faith, it doesn't always take with that person. Takes a few tries sometimes. But sometimes it's not you that's supposed to. I don't know. There's all sorts of analogies you can use here. So now if you've got something that lights up, glow stick or a candle, just hold it up. Everybody look around. See, we've got now a room full of lights. Everybody hold up your lights. A room full of lights. And so we went from one candle. There you go, in the back. All right, Steve, good job. One candle to now a room full of lights. And as you look around, you know what, Cesar, just can you turn the lights off? Now imagine you're a shepherd and you're out with your sheep and it's Christmas Eve night. And you look up and you see a sky that's just filled with lights. And as you go out tonight, it's a pretty clear night. You can go out tonight and take a look up there and see the lights up in the sky, right? And think about that. When you think about that, you go out and you look up at all those lights. You can remember the night that the shepherds were spoken to and the glory of the newborn Jesus was proclaimed by the angels. But think about your light and how you pass your light on and how that person may pass their light on. Until the entire place is lit up for Jesus. Amen? We're going to sing Silent Night with our candles lit. Okay? the back of your program, there's a poem. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I want to read it to you tonight. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Amen. Would you pray with me tonight? Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for tonight and for this gathering. Lord, for an opportunity to come and to sing praises to you, Lord, to worship Jesus and his coming, Savior of the world, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, everlasting God, we thank you. Lord, we pray against discouragement and depression and despair, Lord, especially in this time of joy. Lord, we pray that our light would shine bright to those around us and it would be infectious. Lord, help us to hold on to your joy and your peace, that we might spread it to all men and all women and all children. Lord, thank you for Christmas, a blessed reminder of your birth. Lord, I pray for safety. I pray for joy. Lord, and I thank you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing one last song, and it is a celebration song, Joy to the World. Thank you all for coming. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Have an amazing time tomorrow. God bless.